So getting us started here as it relates to the Bills, attendance-wise, all but James are here and accounted for. We're staying in touch like you'd expect a player and a coach to do. So, you know, James will be here when he's ready to be here, and, you know, we move forward.
Good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off this week. Sal Capaccio is in. Jeremy's texted me yesterday. He is not happy.
About what?
He left his golf clubs, which are going to be arriving at a different point in time.
Because he's in Boston.
So he's got like an open day.
What do you
today.
Mean he left them? He like, didn't bring them with him?
Well, they're coming with Nate's meeting them out there. So
I had to drop them off for Nate yesterday.
Okay, there you go. So yep. they're going to be on the way, which means he has an open day today and he's doesn't have his golf clubs with him.
I'm still confused. I have no idea. Why did he not bring his golf clubs with him?
His car was too packed up.
The family was out there for the first couple of days. So
it was kind of intentional he didn't bring them.
Yeah, because now he's got an in-between day.
I'm like, there's no way you just forget golf clubs.
No,
that would have been crazy.
He's got to test out some rental clubs.
How far would you have to drive? You're going on a trip where it's not all golf, but you are going to be golfing. And how far do you have to drive before you realize, I forgot the golf clubs, to where you would still turn around?
Around and get them?
An hour?
I mean, it might be literally like you have to go back no matter what. I guess the only other option is rent clubs or you borrow your friends. Now,
you
for me, I hit left-handed. How many people am I playing with that have left-handed clubs?
Yeah, it's tougher for you. But at the same time, even for you, if you've driven 4.5 hours, you're not turning around.
No.
If you've driven 3 hours.
Now,
probably still not turning around.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I might call my wife and say, could you please FedEx them? I don't care if it's going to cost $500.
There you go. Well, ooh, man. Is that how much that would cost?
I mean, I would be so mad. No, because the pride of, there's no way. Yeah. Like, I will spend what it takes to get these here because I'm so mad at myself.
I mean, at that point, you just buy new golf clubs.
Yeah, that's right. Just buy new golf clubs. That's right.
Buying new golf clubs.
That's right. But I don't know if you're like me. Like, when I leave the house, almost without fail, I will drive, 5 minutes and start thinking of all the things I might have left at home.
Okay.
Does not matter. Did I bring this?
And
did I bring that?
How often do you actually... Have you forgotten something where you have to spin back around real quick?
Several times. A few in my life. Enough to not have to count. But yeah, like, for example, little things like I forgot my credential to get into the Bills media room.
Okay.
Little things like
that's
that.
Important.
Like,
yeah.
Things that matter.
Yeah. Sure. Also things that you can't pick up on the way.
I forgot. You know what? Man, I forgot my wireless mic to do interviews because I want to be able to move around a little bit. Something like that.
Right. That's right. I'll think about little things I forget, but oftentimes it ends up being something where I can just run to the store real quick and get it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, oh, I forgot to put the deodorant in my bag. That's fine. I could just run to wherever and get one when we're there. So, anyways, James Cook. Sean McDermott speaking about James Cook there. Good morning. It is a beautiful Wednesday morning. It's going to rain a little bit later on today. OTAs again for the Bills today. Not open to the media today. Would you also, though, expect that, you said this about Josh Allen, like Allen's got his wedding, we think, this weekend, and he was there yesterday. We don't know if he'll be there today, technically, just because no media on hand. I don't think he's showing up. But if James Cook showed up today, we would find out about it, right?
Probably. They're
probably.
I think the Bills would probably put a social post out
right.
showing him walking in or,
you know. Here's Jimbo.
Yeah.
Jimbo's here.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be like even, it'd be in a way of like just kind of nonchalantly showing him, right?
Right, yeah. In a way to kind of, okay, hey, he's here. No one has to go crazy anymore or wondering about if there's a holdout coming. Here he is. But again, I don't think, why would he not be there day one and would be there day two?
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
I don't think that's happening. No. What do you think James Cook is worth? And to me, the question, this is from a Bills standpoint, what is he worth to the Bills? When we were going over earlier the average per year in the league at that position. Saquon Barkley, $20 million a year. Christian McCaffrey, $19 million a year. Derrick Henry, $15 million a year. I think for all three of those, you can reasonably argue that, you know what, it's a lot of money for a running back, but Christian McCaffrey, is he worth $19 million a year to the Niners offense? Because that offense is kind of built around him. Not fully. They have other weapons.
I mean, you could obviously say, well, he's been hurt. But yes, your point overall for what he means when he's healthy to them is yes.
Right. He's the show. He gets the ball all the time. He's a huge weapon in the pass game.
Come on.
Saquon, the offense was geared around him last year. Henry, it's more of a, you know, I mean, Lamar Jackson is Lamar Jackson, and he's unbelievable. But Henry is, the whole run game is built through him. That was a historically good run game last year. What is Cook's worth? You could debate whether Cook is as good as these guys that are getting $14, $15 million. Is he worth $15 million, though, to the Bills' offense? Is another question.
No. Because, I mean, they have the league MVP standing in front of him.
Right.
I mean, I'm looking at Josh Jacobs at $12 million, Aaron Jones at $10 million. I could find comparable there of what they might mean. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, the Vikings offense, you know, was really, they kind of caught lightning in a bottle last year, and Darnold was really good, and they have a really good offensive mind and coach and all that. It didn't go well in the playoffs. How much was Aaron Jones? Like, how much did he mean as much? I mean, James Cook, you could argument more to the Bills. I have to go back and look at what Aaron Jones' season was. But last year, the Vikings, it was like a lot of what Darnold was doing.
I could say they're probably that's probably a pretty good comparable.
Right?
I would say Jones didn't have the touchdowns that Cook did.
1,100 yards rushing.
Yep.
Carried the ball 255 times.
He also, I would think, was more in terms of the receiving game. Mm-hmm. Aaron Jones, he usually is a pretty dynamic receiving back, 50 catches last year.
So Aaron Jones ranks ahead of him, I think, in what he meant, especially knowing that they didn't have the league MVP. They have Sam Darnold. So let's go below him now. Joe Mixon with the Texans, James Conner with the Cardinals, okay.
And these are good backs. These are good backs. They're not the premier backs of the league.
If you found out today, James Cook just made a little bit more than Joe Mixon, wouldn't you be like, okay, yeah, that makes sense, without knowing the numbers?
Right. And that's closer, I would say, to, because I don't think it's the same for the McCaffreys of the world and the Derrick Henrys of the world. You start looking at like a Joe Mixon or a James Conner, what's their worth to that offense? Mm-hmm. And I think you're in the same ballpark now as James Cook. It is impactful. He is a very good player. The other thing I might want to ask you about, like, how big a deal should this be for the Bills and for any team that's looking to pay him, is I go to Aaron Jones' numbers. And Aaron Jones, you know, it's not 80% like McCaffrey can be, but Aaron Jones plays 63% of the snaps. That's the difference. Joe Mixon plays a ton for the Houston Texans. It is not as much of a rotation in the Houston offense. It's not as much of a rotation in the Arizona offense when you're looking at James Conner. Last year, 62% for Mixon. Again, you got like a 15% difference here, but how is that any piece of the pie too? Is, hey, listen, like, you're a great runner, and Cook gets all the touchdowns, and he's become a dynamic, you know, big play guy in the run game as well. But listen, you want $15 million a year. The guys that make $15 million a year are on the field three downs. And James Cook played 48% of the snaps last year. Who comes onto the field in the final drive of the season to play at running back because he's more trustworthy as a pass blocker? It's not James Cook. It's Ty Johnson. So this is probably why it's uncomfortable to do contract negotiations as a GM in a sport, because you kind of have to make arguments against your own guys for why they're not worth this much money. If you were doing that to Cook, that would be it. It's, listen, you're a great runner, but why you're not worth $15 million a year is you don't play all three downs.
Yeah. Let's get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. I'm looking in the bullpen. Somebody said 4 years, $40 million, $10 million a year. Scott, appreciate that. Coach says, by Sal's logic, Cook is more valuable to the Bills than Henry is for the Ravens. I don't think I said anything like that. I understand the MVP point of having Lamar Jackson in front of you, but no, the point I'm making is that's not it. He's not more valuable to, I mean, in fact, you know what? It's a good debate. Like how important
Important Henry is.
I think
versus...
where you get there with that, Coach, or anyone, is you have to parse how much Henry means to Jackson or Jackson means to Henry. Mm-hmm. If you take Henry out of the equation, what is Jackson? If you take Jackson out of the equation, what is Henry? We've seen that before. Let's do it the opposite in Buffalo. Take Cook out of the equation. Is Josh Allen still the MVP? I think he very well could be.
I would bet he
still
be.
I don't think he has maybe quite as great of a year, but it's probably still really good in MVP-like.
And that's not to say Lamar Jackson won all
he did,
of his
see,
MVPs
there you go.
Without Derrick
he
Henry.
Did. There you go.
So that's a part of it, too. And I also, you know, like, that is an interesting one because Henry gets the $15 million. Couple of differences. Small, big, whatever. One of them is Henry's 31 years old. So when he signs for $15 million a year, it's really a two-year deal because of his age, right? James Cook, you know, in the chat they put a four-year deal. Cook is probably a longer-term deal because he's younger than what Henry just got. Henry signs a one-year deal last year or a two-year deal last year, and he signs another two-year deal now. Like,
yeah, and listen, I think that
James Cook's not settling. If I bet you right now, well, actually, should I bet this? Maybe they wouldn't. What I was about to say was, if James Cook came to the Bills right now and said, "What about $15 million over 2 years?" I wonder if the Bills would be more up because I don't.
You mean $7.5 million a year?
No, $15 million
per year,
but only for 2 years. Like, but I don't think that's what they're discussing. Right? Why would James Cook be pushing for a two-year deal? Wouldn't he be pushing for a four-year deal
probably.
A five-year deal?
I also think I'm struggling with this Henry comparison. I want to say this.
It's because they are so different in terms of body types and...
But I think Henry
I don't think
also...
it's a slight to Cook to say that Derrick Henry's a better running back.
Yeah, but Henry also gets kind of paid also on... He has this really great body of work of what he's done throughout his career to help out. Like,
yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Right?
All-time
I mean, like,
great.
I know you're generally paying guys for what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. But I do think you get to a point where, dude, you were great for us. You helped us get to this level. Look at what you put in here. Like, we're going to reward you for that, too. It's not just you've had a really good start to your career 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I don't think you could compare. I think he's kind of an outlier there. Because there is a comparison of, look, you have the MVP quarterback, too, and you still have this guy, and they kind of have to play off each other a little bit.
That's right. Henry also, last year, again, like, there are differences here. The workload, he got 325 carries last season, 1,900 yards. For the touchdowns were the same. But Henry, I mean, is such a critical part of that offense, whereas, I mean, 150 more carries last year than James Cook had. So his role, as much as Cook's role in the Bills offense is big, it's a big role. I mean, for their own everybody eats mentality, if you include everything, he might be second to Josh Allen, right? He definitely is. He touches the ball more than all the receivers, and he's the lead running back, but he's not getting the ball the way Henry does in Baltimore. That's a big critical difference. So for me, I think what I'm saying here to summarize is I don't think he is worth the same to the Bills as what Derrick Henry is worth to the Baltimore Ravens.
Agreed. Scott makes the point Ravens offense is built to run the ball right at you. He's best built for that and fits that offense. And what is the Bills offense now? Everybody eats. You're a part of the machine, James, right? You're a part of what we do. Yeah, you're really good at being that part, but you're a part of what we do here. Where, like Derrick Henry, they went out and signed him specifically to be a big part of what they want to their identity of what they are.
Yeah. And I'm not
to focal point of that even.
I guess like a lot of this for me is like the best case scenario for me is that James Cook shows up at some point and he plays this year and plays really well on the final year of his deal and then someone gives him a big contract and the Bills get a compensatory pick for him and they hit the refresh button at the position. I mean, I just think when you are signing second contracts to running backs at 27 years old, you're not getting to the end of that deal 9 times out of 10 with that player still being worth what the contract says he's worth. So I'm good with them hitting the refresh button after 1 year. And again, like, I think Cook is, a lot of this is tough because I think Cook is a good player. He is, take the offensive line out of this for a second, because I think if you were to rank, where would he rank? Who, the best players in the Bills offense, where would he rank? He would rank highly. He's not, Josh Allen's going to be number one. I would definitely put Deion Dawkins number two as the best at what he does. I would put Spencer Brown in the same category as Cook, but he's in the conversation as the next guy, right? Him, Khalil Shakir, like, these are good football players. So I want to preface it all this with that. I'm not afraid of the Bills having an offense past this year with a different running back than James Cook. A rookie or another free agent, or I don't know if I want to jump to even Ray Davis with it, but
I think you
I'm not terrified of a future if right? Ray Davis has got to be my starting running back for a time.
I was just going to ask you that. What would it look like? You asked me earlier, what are the Bills at defensive end without Joey Bosa?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, what are the Bills at running back this year if it does get to the worst case scenario and James Cook says, I'm just not playing and this is going to go south, and they go into a season without James Cook? What does the running back position look like in your eyes as it relates to their ability to win games?
I would say that it is definitely not as good as it could be if Cook is not there, but that it wouldn't really get in the way of their offense. Their offense would pretty much be about what it was going to be, which is going to be one of the top units in the league, Allen at the helm, and Davis and Ty Johnson. Ty Johnson's a great receiving back. What am I getting out of a Ray Davis? Am I getting the similar results that I had out of Devin Singletary when he was the Bills running back? Because you could argue that is absolutely replacement level, mm-hmm. but I guess I'm saying I think a replacement level running back from the Bills doesn't get in the way of their goals for the season. You know, I'm struggling with that, though, because running back, we're at a point here with running back where it's more debatable than it ever has been how valuable the position was. I think if you go back to even before last summer, that free agency period, last spring, where Henry goes to Baltimore and Barkley goes to Philadelphia and Jacobs goes to Green Bay, you got these big contracts to veteran running backs that are being thrown around. And you go to before that, it was becoming almost a consensus, I think. Hey, running back is just throw a guy in there and you're going to be fine. And then this last season happened and the Eagles got every bit of what they wanted out of Barkley, and the Ravens did out of Henry, and the Packers did out of Josh Jacobs. Like, it worked out for all of those teams, and running is back and their teams are running the ball more than they ever have been. So there, I think, is a good argument right now. Running back, maybe the pendulum swung too far. It isn't, anybody. Everything's the same. No matter who's in there, everything is the same. But I still do think there is a strong element of, if I've got an elite quarterback, and I've got, for the Bills' sake, I've got an awesome offensive line, I feel like the Bills could put almost any replacement level running back in there, and they're still going to have a top offense.
I don't disagree. Any replacement, though. Any replacement.
Not any replacement. Like, that's why I wanted to almost put it as replacement level. If a guy goes in there and he's just terrible, like, he doesn't read the holes right, because that's one thing Cook is great at. Cook, I think his vision as a ball carrier is one of the areas that has improved a ton over the 3 years that he's been a Bill. And not everybody you put in there. Some guys are going to run into the back of David Edwards, and a run that should be 7 yards, right, maybe Cook would take for seven, is going to be minus two for you. Like, there are numbers for that. Runs over, rushing yards over expectation, that Cook ranks very well at, that other runners don't. So, yeah, I don't want to just say any replacement, but I also, where we have Ray Davis and Ty Johnson, I don't think they are any replacement. I think they're pretty good. They're fine running backs right now. So I don't feel like I'm starting from
scratch.
I'll
go back to then I'm going to get back to, I don't think it's unreasonable to say, okay, $9 million, let's say.
Nine to ten,
somewhere in there. That puts you in the David Montgomery, James Conner, Joe Mixon range. I don't think that's unreasonable.
No, I don't think so either. John and Clarence wants to get in on this. What's up, John?
How you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Happy holidays. I got a question. I listened to the show for such a long time. You guys are tremendous. I'm a huge James Cook fan, and I'm sure you guys are as well. And I understand he's not a Derrick Henry, but I'm just having a flashback here. Sometimes the running back position is tops, and sometimes it's not. It seems like every other year we're talking how important it is. But I can see this conversation taking place in 3 or 4 years with Tage Thompson, and we're going to lose this guy as well, because this is just the mentality of what this city and we do here. And I understand you can't break the bank with this guy, but to compare him with Connors or Mixon or whatever, that's ridiculous.
Why?
Who
should he be compared to?
So much more. This guy is so – he don't compare to anybody. What this guy has done single-handedly is a tremendous compliment to Allen and this entire offense. When was the last time we had a battle? Thurman. And look what that team accomplished. I know there was no Super Bowls, but I just get a little concerned.
I just want to make sure I'm getting this right, John. You want to compare him to an NFL MVP who led the league in yards from scrimmage for 3 straight years?
No,
that's what you just did.
Derrick Henry.
No, you just Thurman Thomas.
I understand he's Thurman Thomas. Saying he did for us what Thurman Thomas did, not the yardage and all that.
Yeah, I don't think he did. I think you know, you have the NFL MVP at quarterback. I don't think it's ridiculous. Who would you compare him to? You say to compare him to the guys we are. I'm talking money-wise. By the way, hold on. I do want to make the nuanced point here, John. We're not comparing the player. I think he's better than, let's say, Joe Mixon or David Montgomery. We're comparing the dollars they're making into the contract. Right. That's what we're doing.
And the worth to the offense.
And the worth to the offense, where, you know, so who would you compare him to in that regard?
Okay, so maybe I'm going to back up a little bit. I'm going to ask you guys, what's a decent contract for him?
I just said it, $9 to $10 million.
Yeah, Sal said $9 to $10
million. 9 to 10, I think.
Okay, so then we get back to the place, well, if we don't pay him 10 or even 11, someone else will.
Mm-hmm. That's right, will someone pay him 15? Because that's what he wants, 15.
Somebody might pay him 15 because they can justify that contract on the team.
Could you justify it for the Bills? That is what Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, and Derrick Henry make. They're the only ones at that level.
All right. So are we going to compare him to those guys?
No, that's why I said he's not. I'm not doing that. No. I don't want to give him that. And the Bills aren't. That's exactly what we said.
Okay. So we agree on $10 million. I think he's worth $10 million.
That's what we said earlier, it was ridiculous.
John, I think we agree.
Yeah, okay. But I'm just – what I'm trying to say, guys, I guess, what I'm trying to say is we just – I know it's easier said than done, but we just got to try to fit these guys into this
– Yeah.
Fit into this payroll here and make some moves, make some creative moves. God, I wish Bill Polian was around.
Can I just make this point, though, John? I'm sorry. Absolutely. When you say the mentality of this city, they just signed 5 dudes to contract extensions. I mean, everyone. It is not the mentality of the city that they just let all their good players walk. That just doesn't happen. You're being really, really, like, overreactionary or whatever the word you want to use here.
And John, we got to move on here. Thank you for the call. I actually really think a lot of what you're saying is a counter more to what I was saying more than what Sal was saying. Sal laid it out, like $9 to $10 million, a good contract for him, worth that to the Bills. If the couple of minutes that I did right before you came on, I'm making more of the argument, I guess, that I just wouldn't sign him. And I think there is a defense for just, we're just not going to do it. We like you. You've done a great job, an excellent job, but and maybe they don't even say this to him directly. But
you're okay with just letting it play out and him go.
We're just going to let you walk.
I'm not afraid of that, but I think there's I would rather see James Cook on this offense than the wondering of, well, who else do you actually get?
Right. So I feel like, John,
you're okay with that.
Yes. So, John, I feel like your counter is a little more towards me, which is a little more geared towards you can just let him walk and be fine with that.
Mike, he also said happy holidays. I don't know if he just meant Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
But happy is there another holiday coming up?
I think
the 4th of July is soon.
I think technically there would have to be a second holiday to put the S on the end of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the 4th of July is too far away. It's over a month away.
Juneteenth is June 19th. That's too long away.
Yeah, you would never say happy 4th of July today.
Correct.
That would look crazy. Mike, if you stay on hold, we'll get to you right when we come back on James Cook and what's going to happen here. Andy Young coming up at 8 o'clock for more on this as well. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
I want to go chase the highest of the highest. Like, and I'm going to keep doing it. Like, and I'm going to stand on what I stand on. Like, and I don't want to feel like a cancer at all, because I don't like all that attention and all that. Like, that's not me. Like, honestly, like, and I'm just standing on business, man.
James Cook earlier this offseason on the Nightcap podcast, not our Nightcap, with Shannon Sharp. He was not at OTAs yesterday. Not that that's that surprising. We'll see if he's at mandatory minicamp in a couple of weeks. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, good morning. Get to some phone calls here on James Cook. There's also a Tyreek Hill Bills Mafia rant, apparently.
I'm just learning about this through the bullpen. Thank you, bullpen, for bringing this up earlier. AC, I think, brought it up in the bullpen. I did not know.
Yeah, I'm seeing it now. We'll get to that.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll get to that in a moment. We'll get some calls in first, though. Mike in Pennsylvania has been waiting on hold. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm still going to take the stance that I took at the end of the season, and I think James Cook is – look, we fall in love with his speed and his explosiveness, and we've been pounding at the pavement to get somebody like that in there. I feel he's an average running back. He doesn't pass block well. He drops some passes. He's a good receiver, but he's dropped key touchdowns in big games. I remember the one in Philadelphia he dropped over the shoulder. So, I mean, while I think he's good, I don't think he's worth the headache, and I do feel like we have better options in the backfield now to insert, like Ray Davis. I feel Ray Davis is not as explosive. I think he's a better pass catcher of the football than James Cook. And I feel like he runs and he does pass protection better than James Cook. So at the end of the day, I don't think James Cook really has the leverage he thinks he does. And the Bills, I think they're not going to sign him going forward. So, and I always thought that holding out was a possibility. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he's not an elite back. He's not. He had a whole bunch of touchdowns, and I think that came from Josh Allen, playing alongside Josh Allen. While he is a good running back, I feel we should move on. It's just not worth the headaches.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, for the call. One thing I would want to mention, though, is this is not exactly the point you made. You talked more about Allen, but James Cook's 16 touchdowns were not because they were just giving him the ball at the one-yard line. It wasn't the Bills drove down the field a bunch of times, and they got to the one or the two, and they handed the ball to James Cook. James Cook's average distance of touchdown was one of the highest in the league last year.
He's had some really long runs.
Yeah, like Barkley, I think, was the only one higher than him.
Do you remember, not this past training camp, the year before that, we were out together, and I said, Joe, every day out here, James Cook is busting off a big run.
Yeah.
Every day. And then that's kind of what it became for him. And even more so last year. He really did. He had a lot of big runs. James Cook's a really good running back, a really good player. I think there's some numbers that say he also sees a lot of light boxes, right? Guys in the box, because the Bills have Josh Allen and you have to account for him and throw in the ball. And this is why it's such a nuanced point. It really is. I just don't think this can be this is not a zero-sum game with James Cook, okay? We sit here and we say, who's he comparable to? What's the worth? I think it's different for every team on how your team is built, how your team is structured. I don't think there's a right answer necessarily here, and it's tough to say because this is a guy who plays a position that is so different and unique to each team. And we saw that. We saw that in this era that you brought up earlier, Joe. You brought it up about how running backs just were like, okay, a dime a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles go out and pay and get Saquon Barkley. Now, they didn't pay him the extraordinary money, which he's got the new contract now. But they go out and pay Saquon Barkley, and everybody's like, come on, like running back, Saquon Barkley, yeah, he's really good. And look what happened, and they win the Super Bowl, right? Like, there is a spot for that can be, now they don't have Josh Allen, they have Jalen Hurts, who's really good, right? But it is so unique to each position. So, I got a tweet here, and I think this is so interesting. Jeremy, thank you for tweeting in, says, not Jeremy White. Jeremy says, if the Bills let Cook walk, that will be the third day two running back they let walk. That will be an indictment against Bean. And my counter would be, okay, I get it. You spend a high asset, a day two running back. And Jeremy, I understand. Day two running back, he doesn't get a second contract, you're like, okay, what did we get from that asset?
Yeah.
But I would also tell you, there's a lot of people would say that's exactly how you should treat the position.
Yeah.
You draft a guy who's good enough to play for you, get you wins, put in your backfield a day two running back, use him up and let him go for a payday that you're not going to give him.
Yep. That's still how I think the position in large part should be treated by most teams. Whether the Bills are one of those teams is the best question. Because you bring up Barkley. There is a sentiment out there, I've heard Mina Kimes talks about this all the time from ESPN, that if you're a bad team, even beyond that, more specifically, if you're a team with a bad offensive line, Seattle has been this team. That's actually, I think, her favorite team, so she's very plugged in on them. If you're a team with a bad offensive line, don't bother spending picks and money on running backs. Because if they have no holes to run through, if they have nowhere to run, you can't maximize the talent of that player. You got to have the line first if you're going to invest in running back. She mentioned Seattle as a team that has done it the other way. They've never had a good offensive line. They've been spending these second-round picks on running backs, and they don't get good results out of them. Versus she compared them to the Eagles, which is if you – and the Bills would fit this category as well. If you have a dominant offensive line, that's the team that could defend having the star running back because you're getting that player into open field way more often than the bad teams are. So that's where the Bills' place in this becomes interesting and tough to figure out about what they should do with Cook because he's a great back. He's not Barkley, but you have that piece. You have that piece of, okay, the Bills' offensive line is great. So you would think you are going to get more out of that great back. We just saw it from James Cook because you're getting him into the open field much more often than if James Cook goes to who's a team with a bad offensive line. If James Cook goes to Miami next year, he's not going to break off as many big runs. Is Miami a good example of that? Who's got a bad offensive line?
They're also very good at kind of running the ball and scheming.
That's true. So that might not be
I'd use
best
Cincinnati,
team.
But Cincinnati has an MVP-level quarterback.
That's right. Right? So that makes it different. If the Giants...
Again, where Singletary went.
Yeah, where Singletary went. If the Giants sign James Cook next year, he'll probably be fine, but he's not going to... Like, that was part of the Barkley piece. The Giants got crushed for not re-signing Saquon Barkley. If Saquon Barkley stayed with the New York Giants, it wouldn't change their season. Why did he have all these 60-yard touchdown runs for the Eagles? Because he got to the second level every single play.
They might have picked six instead of third, maybe. I don't know.
Right.
Right.
Sean, Zoe, stay on hold. We'll try to squeeze you in when we come back here.
Were they the third pick? Who picked third?
Were
they?
Who? Wait.
The Giants.
Who picked third? The Giants picked third.
Okay, I want to make sure I got
Abdul
that
Carter.
That's right. Thank you.
Zoe and Sean, stay on hold. We'll get to you when we come back. Andy Young coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on James Cook and what his worth is to the Bills. Talking about it here on WGR. We're just playing this Tyreek Hill.
I had to shut off the sound because there's a lot of bleeping that's got to go
like
off.
If we're gonna play that later, Josh got some work to do with some bleeps. Zoe in Buffalo, what's up, Zoe?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on the line.
Sure.
I want to say they need to pay James Cook. I know a lot of people are, oh, no, we don't need to. We've seen what we've done on a rookie deal. We need to save the money. But I was seeing this before, you know, when Diggs left, he's the next weapon onto that team. He showed a lot of games that he could take over. If Lord forbid something happened to Josh Allen, I believe we still could win games with James Cook. He showed it in the Miami game, Dallas game. Even the game he messed up in the Broncos was fumbling. And right when he got in the game, you seen an instant impact when he in the game. Popped it for 40 yards, fumbled and picked up the ball and still running. They need to have him. The reason why they drafted that other tight end, that blocking tight end, was for the running game, but was for more for James Cook. He gets to the edge fast. You just put up the stats of his touchdown ratio for long runs. He's a safe blanket off of Josh Allen, the superstar that could win the game. So I think they need to pay him. I know it sucked that he on his rookie deal, and we want to see another year, and he could play it out honestly like that. But, you know, injuries happen, and – you know, he given it his all. He showed that he wanted to because from his other year when he was still running, but he didn't get the touchdown because we was taking him out because what? We felt he wasn't big, strong enough. He wasn't fast enough. And what did he do come back the next year? He proved that he got faster. He proved that he got stronger. He knocking people helmets off, running head up.
How high you want to go, Zoe? How high? How? I mean, you got three guys at 15 plus. You willing to go that high for him?
I negotiate that because the other player had got that 15, so I'll go a little bit under. Mm-hmm. And I would hope that he would be understanding, honest, because the other guys had done more and been in the league longer, like mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley. So I'll see if I can get him in that 13 range, 14, okay. The highest. Or, you know, at the same time, we're still going to negotiate your contract at some point in time.
Got you.
So I think, regardless, I think they need to pay him because you just grabbed that other tight end for James Cook. That tight end was for James Cook, period. You go into the 12 personnels. Yep. It's a no-brainer.
Yep. Yeah, thanks, so for the call. I mean, $13, $14 million, your standpoint, I feel like that would probably get it done. I don't think the Bills are that high.
Yeah, part of this entire intrigue is how hard of a stance is James Cook and his agent taking on 15, which yeah. seems to be the number based on social media posts and things like that, right?
Right.
Because we don't think the Bills are going that high anyway, 13, 14.
Right.
We don't know. But even if they did,
well, because it would
James Cook come down a couple million?
It would feel crazy if they were willing to go to 13, 14 million and he was. It wouldn't be a negotiation then. It would be a demand.
Yeah, like, that's right.
I am not playing for you unless it's 15. Because if you're turning down 13.7, that's why I don't believe the Bills are that high. Because it would be surprising to me if James Cook was being that hard about it. 803-0550, the phone number. Andy Young, when we come back, Spectrum News, more on this and some other things. Elijah Moore yesterday at practice. Sal's got something later in the week coming out about Elijah Moore, so we'll mention him as well. Other storylines for the Bills at OTAs, Joey Bosa's injury, all with Andy Young when we come back here on WGR.